In the frigid waters of the North Atlantic, a high-stakes game unfolds beneath the waves. Captain First Rank Marco Ramius stands on the bridge of the Soviet Union's most advanced submarine, the Red October, equipped with a revolutionary silent propulsion system called the Caterpillar Drive. As the massive Typhoon-class vessel slips through the oil-slicked waters of the Kola Fjord, Ramius contemplates both his mission and his betrayal. The environmental devastation around him mirrors the moral corruption he's grown to despise in the Soviet system, the same system responsible for his wife Natalia's death through medical negligence. With cold determination, Ramius murders the political officer, takes control of the missile keys, and sets course for American waters. In wood-paneled offices at CIA headquarters, analyst Jack Ryan examines satellite photographs revealing mysterious doors on the hull of the new Soviet Typhoon submarine. When former submarine officer Skip Tyler identifies them as housing for a revolutionary silent propulsion system, alarm bells ring throughout the intelligence community. This tunnel drive could render America's elaborate sonar networks useless, allowing Soviet missile submarines to approach American shores undetected for a potential depressed trajectory shot, a nuclear launch from close range that could hit Washington within minutes. Meanwhile, at SOS's Atlantic Control, technicians detect unusual activity in the Barents Sea. Multiple Soviet vessels engaged in what appears to be a massive search operation. When Admiral Podorin in Moscow receives a letter from Captain Ramius that causes his hands to shake, the puzzle pieces begin connecting. Has Ramius sent a defection notice? Is this why the entire Soviet Northern Fleet is mobilizing? Aboard the USS Dallas, Sonarman Jones detects an anomalous thrumming sound every 5 seconds. Using astronomy techniques, he calculates the contact's course at 220 degrees at 10 knots. Captain Mancuso plots an intercept, warning of the long, tough hunt ahead. As Dallas pursues, Soviet vessels deploy in unprecedented numbers across the Atlantic. The president confronts Ambassador Arbatov about this violation of agreements. Arbatov claims they're searching for a missing nuclear submarine, a convenient cover story. Meanwhile, Captain Tupolev's Alpha-class submarine Konovalov races southwest at 41 knots. As Ramius's former student, Tupolev feels betrayed and is determined to destroy the Red October. The Dallas maintains contact with Red October for days, mastering the crazy Ivan maneuvers when the Soviet submarine checks its rear quadrants. The British carrier HMS Invincible deploys Sea King helicopters with dipping sonars to track both submarines. For Ramius and his officers, every moment brings them closer to either freedom or death, with the world's superpowers converging on their position. Aboard Red October, Chief Engineer Malekhin reports alarming radiation exposure levels, deliberately falsified by Ramius and his officers who had contaminated the radiation badges with X-rays before sailing. Anxiety spreads as the superstitious bosun fears the devils inside that steel drum coming loose. Unknown to the defecting officers, Soviet leadership has planted a young GRU agent as the ship's cook, ready to trigger a self-destruct mechanism if necessary. At the Pentagon, Skip Tyler proposes capturing Red October and sending the Russian crew home unaware that Americans kept their submarine, a plan requiring deep submergence rescue vehicles and sacrificing an old American missile submarine. Ramius spots a flashing light with a message addressed to Red October, requesting sonar confirmation. Under the pretense of a practice firing solution, he orders a single ping in response. The message warns of Soviet pursuit and provides American rendezvous coordinates, stunning Ramius that they know his submarine's identity and location. Contact established, Ryan sends Washington. Played my mandolin today, sounded pretty good. The president replies, I like old-fashioned mandolin music. Concert approved. As Red October approaches American waters, Ramius fabricates a reactor control system failure and orders evacuation. He tells the crew senior officers must remain to scuttle the submarine, preventing American capture. The unsuspecting sailors evacuate via the deep submergence rescue vehicle, Mystic. Once the crew departs, Ramius and his officers reveal their true plan to Ryan. Commander Ryan, my officers and I request political asylum in the United States, and we bring you this small present. Ryan grants their request, unaware the GRU agent is eavesdropping through the intercom. Aboard the rescue ship Pigeon, the Russian sailors are distracted with meals while new personnel arrive by helicopter. Meanwhile, the USS Ethan Allen is prepared for destruction to create the illusion that Red October has been sunk. The operation represents an extraordinary deception, stealing the most advanced enemy submarine while convincing the Soviets it was lost, all while maintaining a facade to prevent nuclear confrontation. Ryan confronts the GRU agent in the missile room. After failed negotiations, Ryan creates a diversion while Ramius distracts the agent. When Ramius is shot, Ryan charges forward, killing the agent with two shots. Ryan discovers the agent was tampering with the missile guidance system. Following Ramius's instructions, they eject the compromised missile. Meanwhile, the abandoned USS Ethan Allen detonates underwater, creating the illusion that Red October has been destroyed. Soviet representatives examine the wreckage, recovering a depth gauge and an intact missile with nuclear warheads. As Red October approaches Norfolk with Ryan, Ramius, and Mancuso on the sail, Tupolev's Konovalov lies in wait. When Konovalov detects Red October, Tupolev launches two torpedoes. In a desperate maneuver, Ramius orders Red October to ram the Alpha, rupturing its hull while damaging October's bow. Despite this, Red October surfaces and continues toward Norfolk. On December 20th, Red October approaches Norfolk Naval Base disguised as the British submarine Scepter. Ramius asks about the officers' families, and Ryan promises them freedom in America within a year. After brief introductions with Admiral Foster, Ryan slips away, uncomfortable among naval officers. In Moscow, Admiral Gorshkov reports to Narmanov that Red October has been destroyed, presenting physical evidence. However, KGB Chief Gerasimov questions American cooperation in the search while they interfered with Soviet fleet operations. Narmanov announces an investigation as the party reasserts control over the fleet. Boarding a TWA 747 at 7:05 a.m., Ryan contemplates the extraordinary events. For the first time ever, he falls asleep on an airplane, his mission complete, and the Cold War's balance of power subtly but permanently altered. In the silent ocean depths, the Cold War's most consequential battles were fought with courage, deception, and risk-taking. The hunt for Red October shows how individual choices can alter history's course. A desperate gamble by a disillusioned Soviet captain became one of the Cold War's greatest intelligence coups. The revolutionary Caterpillar drive technology gave the United States a critical advantage in underwater detection for years, while the defecting officers provided invaluable insights into Soviet naval operations. For Jack Ryan, this mission transformed him from analyst to field operative, a defining moment for his future career. For Ramius and his officers, their defection marked both an ending and beginning, leaving their Soviet naval careers to start new lives in America, free from the system they had grown to despise.